KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have cloudy skies and 31 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high of 36. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Southwest Iowa news, two people were injured Tuesday evening after a van rear-ended a tractor about 3 miles northwest of Clarinda. The Page County Sheriff's Office reports a van driven by 61-year-old Carla Morrison of Clarinda was traveling south on O Avenue, just south of the intersection with 170th Street, when she failed to notice a dual-axle farm tractor driven by 47-year-old Terry Hughes of rural Clarinda. The 2000 Chrysler Grand Voyager hit the rear of the tractor, causing the 2007 John Deere Model 6430 to roll twice into the east ditch. Both drivers were transported to the Clarinda Regional Health Center by Clarinda EMS. Both vehicles were totaled in the crash, which happened just before 5 p.m. Officials cited Morrison for following too close. News time is 7:07.
Hi, this is Lon with Lindeman Tractor. We've got a couple nice New Holland tractors. One of them is a New Holland TJ four-wheel drive. It's an 07. It's got 2,200 hours on it. Power shift transmission, PTO. It's got 710 duals on it. Real sharp tractor, came from a local home here. Stop in here to Lindeman Tractor and take a look at that 380. If you're thinking about maybe a row crop four-wheel drive tractor, we've got a TJ 325 New Holland tractor. It's an 05 with 2,400 hours. This tractor's set up with 3-point PTO, just an excellent grain cart tractor or a great tractor for pulling a planter. If you've got some spring tillage, be a great tractor for putting on that late anhydrous or doing some touching up in the field, take a look at this TJ 325 or even the 380. Two real sharp tractors. Stop into Lindeman Tractor here in Atlantic, your New Holland dealer, Lindeman Tractor, True Blue.
An Ottawa man has pleaded guilty to federal child pornography charges. The U.S. Attorney's Office at 54-year-old Terry Tyson pleaded guilty to one count of possessing child pornography during a hearing last week in U.S. District Court in Sioux City. Prosecutors say Tyson admitted during a hearing on Friday that he possessed child pornography on his home computer. He faces up to 10 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. The date for sentencing has not yet been scheduled. A 2010 Glenwood High School graduate hired as a part-time district-wide audiovisual support technician has been charged with sexually abusing a female student inside of a high school closet. 19-year-old Andrew Schoening of Glenwood faces up to 10 years in prison if he is convicted on a charge of statutory rape. He would also be required to register as a sex offender. According to court documents filed in Mills County, a 15-year-old female told Glenwood police Schoening forced her to have both intercourse and oral sex in a closet at the high school. Schoening was hired by the Glenwood School District's technology team in September. He oversaw audiovisual equipment at the high school athletic contests. The alleged incident happened during the school day on December 20th. Schoening resigned after the incident came to light. The student reported the alleged incident to the high school, and school officials promptly notified law enforcement. Mills County Attorney Eric Hansen told the Omaha World-Herald that Schoening, who turns 20 next month, faces a charge of third-degree sexual abuse, which requires the prosecutor to prove only a sex act with a person who was 15 when the defendant was 19 or older. Hansen said regardless of the consent, any sexual contact involving Schoening and the minor would constitute a crime because of the age difference. Council Bluffs defense attorney Mike Murphy said he intends to prove the sexual contact was consensual. Murphy hopes proving the encounter was consensual might result in a less severe penalty or exoneration. He said Schoening and the girl were acquaintances who often crossed paths at the high school. Schoening has admitted to having sex with the teen sometime in December, but he was not sure of the date. He also admitted to police that he knew the girl was underage. Schoening remains free on bond after posting bail last week. A Mills County magistrate has ordered him not to have any contact with the girl or her family. The Audubon Police Department says 34-year-old Stephen Joseph Nauman of Audubon was arrested Sunday on numerous charges, including assault on a peace officer. Nauman faces additional charges of unlawful possession of ammunition by a person subject to a no-contact order and violation of a domestic abuse no-contact order. He was being held in the Audubon County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. And two people were arrested in Audubon on Tuesday, January 17th. 41-year-old Barbara Ellen Carfrey and 44-year-old Gary Eugene Bertelson, both of Audubon, were taken into custody on charges of fifth-degree theft, and both were being held in the Audubon County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. An Atlantic woman was cited for failure to maintain control after her vehicle hit two parked vehicles Monday evening. According to Atlantic Police, Marjorie Johnson of Atlantic was parked in front of a building in the 400 block of Walnut Street. When she proceeded to back out of a parking stall, Johnson backed across the street and hit a legally parked vehicle registered to Del Weaver of Griswold. Her car then shot forward and hit another legally parked car registered to Ed Lystead of Atlantic. That happened around 4:35 p.m. Monday. Officials say Johnson left the scene of the incident after she hit the Lystead vehicle. Damage to the vehicles amounted to $8,000. Authorities say the driver of a car involved in a deadly collision in Greene County last weekend was not licensed to drive. The Iowa State Patrol says 42-year-old David Muir of Rippey was suspended from driving and should not have been behind the wheel. Troopers say Muir's car collided with an oncoming pickup truck near Rippey Sunday afternoon. Muir, a passenger in his vehicle, Andrew Jackson of Orient, and the driver of the pickup, Dwight Snowgrill of Jamaica, were killed. The patrol determined Muir was traveling at 127 miles per hour just seconds before the crash. Investigators say Muir's car lost some speed before the collision and was traveling about 85 miles per hour at the time of impact. And officials at the Iowa Department of Transportation said Tuesday that the westbound I-80 rest area, located between Adair and Casey at milepost 80, will be closed beginning at 9 o'clock this morning and until about 5 p.m. on Thursday for the installation of a wind turbine blade. The rest area will be closed to allow the blade to be installed on the facility's grounds using two large cranes. It'll ultimately serve as a sculptural element on the site and be accompanied by an interpretive plaque. The blade and transportation to the site were donated to the state of Iowa by Siemens Energy of Fort Madison. There will be no public viewing for the wind blade installation, and parking on the interstates and freeways is for emergencies only. The rest area is located at the threshold of an Adair County wind farm, and visitors to the site will discover several design elements incorporated into the building and grounds that speak about energy and alternatives such as wind. News time is 7:13.
Hi, this is Lon with Lindeman Tractor. We've got a couple nice New Holland tractors. One of them is a New Holland TJ four-wheel drive. It's an 07. It's got 2,200 hours on it. Power shift transmission, PTO. It's got 710 duals on it. Real sharp tractor, came from a local home here. Stop in here to Lindeman Tractor and take a look at that 380. If you're thinking about maybe a row crop four-wheel drive tractor, we've got a TJ 325 New Holland tractor. It's an 05 with 2,400 hours. This tractor's set up with 3-point PTO, just an excellent grain cart tractor or a great tractor for pulling a planter. If you've got some spring tillage, be a great tractor for putting on that late anhydrous or doing some touching up in the field, take a look at this TJ 325 or even the 380. Two real sharp tractors. Stop into Lindeman Tractor here in Atlantic, your New Holland dealer, Lindeman Tractor, true blue.
In the funeral announcements, Elsie Bailey, age 86, a longtime resident of Anita, died Friday. Services for Elsie Bailey will be today at 10 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Anita. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Merlin Butch Vonish, age 78, of Audubon, died Saturday. Funeral services for Butch Vonish will be today at 10 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Wallace Dwinell, age 74, of Greenfield, died Friday. A celebration of life service for Wallace Dwinell will be held today at 1:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. James Jim Downing, age 74, of Shenandoah, died Saturday. Funeral services for Jim Downing will be today at 2 o'clock at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Shenandoah. Hackett Livingston Funeral Home of Shenandoah has arrangements. Gary Maverick Davis, age 21, of Exira, died Thursday. Funeral services for Gary Davis will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church, with the Kessler Funeral Home of Exira in charge of arrangements. And Angela R. Newman, age 93, of Griswold, died Tuesday at the Griswold Care Center. Services for Angela Newman are currently pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. That's a check of the news this hour, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.